Blog Talk Radio.
Speak now. What's up, Minister Terry?
Praise
Is this
the
what the
Lord,
word on
Pastor
Women Speak Now?
This is what's the word on Women Speak Now. And I say all glory to God for Jackie Gouchee and that beautiful song there, Every Fiber. Ooh, glory be to God. Amen.
Amen.
Family, amen. Family, I'm your host tonight, Minister Terry, fourth Thursday of Women Speak Now. Amen. Tonight, family, this word has been stirring in my spirit, and when the word says in my spirit, the Lord gives it to me, so I have to share it. Amen. The word is commitment. So what I had to ask myself, am I committed to my commitment to God? Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Yes, and I am, and I will do better. Hallelujah. Family, let us begin in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come to you, Father, just to say thank you. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father, just for your thankfulness. Thank you, Father, for opening our eyes. Thank you for life, Father. Father, I thank you for family. I thank you for friends. I thank you for those, Father, that are praying with me. I thank you, Father, for your living word that you give us so freely. I thank you, Father. I thank you for the storm. The storms that have brought me back to you, Father, I thank you. Father, and I thank you for the mighty man of God, Pastor E, the founder and president of the Now Network. And Father, I just thank you for everything. And Father, you know when two or more are gathered in your Son, Jesus' name, you are in the midst. Father, I thank you. And Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, you use me, Lord, as your vessel to share this word tonight. Father, you have told us in everything to give thanks, for that is your will in us, and that's your will in me, through Christ Jesus. Amen. Glory be to God. Family, again, tonight I say I want to speak on, I'm going to speak on, am I committed in my commitment to God? Yes, family, that's a serious question that we all deserve to dig deep down within us and answer. Do we believe and trust in him as the source of everything? The song played tonight, this evening, Jackie Gouchee, Every Fiber. Let's ask ourselves, am I living my life for him or for myself or for others? Commit. Definition, family, of commit, the state or quality of being dedicated to a cause or activity, an engagement or an obligation that retracts freedom or action. I tell you, family, whatever we are doing, we're doing for his glory. Amen? Yes, and I'm obligated to God. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. In his freedom, he freely gives us. He gives us freedom, but he gives us wisdom to avoid temptation that may lead to sin. Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Psalms, family, Psalms 37 and 5 tells us, commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it past. That means, family, no matter what's going on in our lives, he is here with us. We can call on him. I call on him all the time. Ooh, Shanelaboshe, I call on him all the time. Thank you, Lord. Family, in every relationship that when we make a commitment, I tell you, we promise that in all our relationships that we will make it work. Well, to make it work, we have to put in work. Amen? I tell you, our words, what we promise to do for others, and definitely for the Lord. Amen? We have to be real and serious following through with our good intentions. Amen. This is why, family, we have to make sure our yeses are yes and our noes are no. Same applies to being part of a team, a family, the networks, this Now Network. I'm committed to this. This is something I have a covenant with Pastor E, with God, to do this. Same thing as with your church. And if you're volunteering anywhere, It's a commitment. Marriages, they require commitment. I tell you, family, we take an oath, a covenant. We take a covenant with them. I tell you, some are breaking covenants and commitments. They run around breaking it like it's a standard practice. But your word, when you say you're going to do something, do it. Your word, I tell you. But when sometimes we can make commitments because, you know, we think it's the right thing to do right now. This is what he says, pray without ceasing. This is why we pray in all things for directions and instructions from him. I tell you, family. And when we commit to do anything, we have to ask ourselves, is this right now commitment lining up with the word of God? Also, am I able to fulfill this commitment right now? Thank you, Jesus. Family, Ecclesiastes 5:5 tells us, it's better not to vow than to vow and not pay. Amen, family. I tell you, our commitments require our full attention. We got to be careful of what and who we commit to. Amen. I tell you, he gives us that discernment. Again, we have to ask ourselves, is this commitment lined up with his word? Is it pleasing to him? Or is it pleasing others? Or is it pleasing ourselves? Family, I know I'm speaking to myself, we need God's directions before vowing to commit. That's why he said pray. Amen. Whenever we are asked, we can tell somebody, let me pray on it and get back to you. Amen. And family, when we find ourselves breaking commitments, it could be we've overcommitted ourselves. Amen, family. Everything begins with praying. Pray over everything. Amen. We seek his directions. We have to ask, is this building his kingdom? Or are we just doing it for ourselves or for men? Sometimes I tell you, everything looks good. Looks like it might be an opportunity. It might be a good event. That's cool. But are they lining up with the word of God that you're committing to? We have to use, again, I say, we have to use discernment and be prayerful. And use caution. Be cautious of what and how we commit ourselves. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I tell you, family, another thing. If we are always in a rush, that's a sure sign that we have overbooked ourselves. I tell you. And it's true because we haven't sought out his direction because we know he won't give us no more than what we can handle. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Family, again, our commitment is to our Father God. I tell you, when we commit to anybody, we're doing it for the glory of God if it's a righteous commitment lining up with his word. Amen. I tell you, we have time for everything else we want and need to do. And yes, he should be our first and our last conversation daily. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Yes, I'll tell you something. There may be times and circumstances that may not allow us to spend as much time with him, the Father alone, because we need alone time with him in prayer. But we can commit ourselves to spend as much time as we need with him. Amen, family? We can get up early. I love getting up early because that's quiet time. Quiet time where I can listen. Because sometimes the Lord, he knows my needs. He knows your needs too. But sometimes we just have to listen. Listen to him. Let him speak to our spirit. Let him speak to our heart. Let him give us directions. Amen, family? Sacrifice some sleep And another thing, for those who, if you don't want to sacrifice sleep and you're still working, going on your job, you can take a lunch break. Sometimes you can fast and pray. I tell you, you can fast and pray to get your time in with Him. Amen, family? Our Father, our Heavenly Father God, oh, thank you, Jesus. He requires our undivided time with Him. Again, just to listen. I used to say, I don't let nobody mess with my me time. But now, family, it's my time with the Father. Hallelujah. It's His time. Amen, family? Yes, and we all have things. We all have things of this world that can come up, and we have no control over. But we have to, that's why He said, pray without ceasing. Pray and release it. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Again, we go back to Psalms 37:5. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Yes and amen. That's when we believe. Family, when we go through trials, we may have some trials or some storms. We have loss of loved ones, health challenges, accidents, financial difficulties. Ooh, but we have to trust in the Lord. Trust in Him that He will see us through. Thank you, Jesus. I believe in Him, and I believe in the power that works within me that He has given me. Thank you, Jesus. I thank the Holy Spirit. I thank Him all the time. Amen. Family, Peter tells us in 1 Peter 4:19, therefore, let those who suffer according to the will of God commit their souls to Him and doing good as the Father, as a faithful Creator. Yes, we have to continue to serve Him, praise Him over circumstances. I don't care how bad it is, He's there with you. He told us He will never leave us nor forsake us. Worship Him, praise Him, hallelujah. I tell you, He will find us a way of escape. We have to tell anything, circumstances, there's nothing too big for our God. We have to tell our situation of what a mighty God we serve. I tell you, He has never left us and will never forsake us. Amen, family? I tell you, family, there is nothing and nobody before God, our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. When we are committed to loving Him with all our heart, our mind, our soul, and our strength, I tell you, that's nothing and nobody before Him. Not our mamas, not our papas, not our sisters, not our brothers, not our children, oh, thank you, Jesus. Not our job, not our money, not our hobbies, and whatever else we may do. That's commitment to Him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Family, I tell you, our relationship with Him, it will flourish. It will flourish when we're being committed. I thank Jesus. I thank Him all the time because no man paid His life. No one could have paid their life for us. Amen, family? Our commitment, family. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Our commitment to Him, it supersedes any and all others. Amen? And family, believe. That's a deep word there. Believe what we are doing for others. We are doing for God's glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. And this song just played tonight. Every fiber of our being. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jackie Goucher. Hallelujah, Jesus. For that beautiful song. Because every facet of our life, that means withholding nothing. Praying to Him. Confessing to Him. If you ain't confessing to Him, something you're missing. Because we all have to confess. I mean, if it's the slightest thing, if you rolled your eyes over there, that's a confession right there. And repenting of our sins. Amen, family? Because God, our Heavenly Father God, He's omnipresent. He's with us, and He knows. He knows all of us, each and every one of us, from the strands of our head. Amen, family? This requires denying ourselves and following Him. Yes, it may not come easy because the enemy, he don't want to make it easy. But I tell you, we can discipline. We can discipline ourselves to be obedient, to be obedient to His word. I tell you, picking up our cross and following Him, it comes easy. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. With everything and anybody when we commit to it. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, family, this is a requirement. This is a requirement that we commit to Him to be His disciples. When we commit, we are totally, I mean totally denying ourselves and bearing our cross and following Him. Yes, I ask myself, am I fully committed? Am I dedicated? Am I holding myself accountable to my relationship with Jesus? Am I worshiping Him? Am I praying? Am I devoting time with Him? Am I seeking more of Him? Oh, thank you, Jesus. Through His word, this is my relationship. Amen, family? And family, we know that when every relationship that we want to work, it requires a commitment. Oh, it requires a commitment of me, and it requires a commitment of you. It requires love, time, and some effort. And yes, I have a commitment to my family. And yes, Jesus said too, family are those doing the will of God too. Amen. I have a commitment to our Now Network family, and Pastor E and our Now Network family. Amen. We all have commitments to our neighbors, to our friends, the friends that are near and the friends that are far. And the biggest commitment is to our Heavenly Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I tell you, family, commitment is being faithful to the Father, obedient in following Jesus, not ourselves and not man. Hallelujah. And family, this, when we get into an exclusive relationship, you know, when people get into a new exclusive relationship, they may just be dating. And then when they get into marriages, they put in a whole lot of effort into these commitments. They plan exclusive vacations, do stuff extravagant, they splurge on nice things. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We go above and beyond to prove how committed we are. At least we should be. Amen, family. This is what I'm saying, though, family. We should be committed to our Heavenly Father God. Thank you, Jesus. With our all, loving nobody and nothing before Him. This is just something that we can say. We can't just say, okay, I'm going to do this later. No, commit now, right now. Commit thy ways to the Lord. Amen. Nobody, you have to know, nobody can do me like Jesus. Nothing. I always tell myself, nothing else could change me. If you desire change, family, you got to ask the Lord. I ask Him, come into my heart, Lord. Keep my mind stayed on You. Believe in Him, family. Obey Him. Trust Him. Grow in our relationship with Him. Oh, thank you, Jesus. His word. Commit, family. We have to commit our complete lives wholeheartedly to Him. Jesus, He is our healer. He's our provider. I tell you, we all know people. We know people that have been committed to psychiatric hospitals where they said they were out of their mind to receive treatments. Amen. But Jesus, He can heal and he can restore our minds. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, it's such a joy full of assurance that when we commit ourselves, just committing ourselves to Jesus, being obedient, he can bring healing. He can bring deliverance. We'll take you, Jesus. He brings peace. Oh, I thank him all the time for the peace. He brings us comfort. He's a companionship. No one should live their lives saying they're lonely. Hallelujah, Jesus. When you have Jesus, hallelujah, you can have a conversation with him any time of the day. Like you say, the line is never busy. Hallelujah, Jesus. And he removes family. He removes doubt. He clears your mind of any doubt when you trust and believe in him. He strengthens us. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Our commitment helps us. It helps us live a lifestyle that is honorable and pleasing in not our sight, but in God's sight. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. And family, when we give ourselves to him, to his plan for our lives, your plan is not my plan, and my plan is not your plan. He reveals our plans to us. Thank you, Jesus, in our committed relationships. Amen, family. I tell you, God, we can grow. We can grow in fullness, full of joy, peace, and excitement. You open his word, you get excited. Sometimes I just be full of joy, just read. Hallelujah. I can smile because he lives within me. Thank you, Jesus. I have so much joy and peace. Peace over circumstances. Hallelujah. And you know what, family? They say, we can count it all joy when we have trials and we have storms. Yes, we can. Yes, we count it all joy because we trust in the Lord with all our heart, lean not on our own understanding. Amen. And we walk this faith walk and not by sight. Family, our Lord and Savior, our Heavenly Father God, He desires our commitment. He wants our commitment at the deepest level to receive all his love. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And he forgives our sins. Oh, hallelujah. I tell you, family, in his love, sometimes people feel we won't have pain or anger. The longest as we flesh, we do. But we can look to him, and he gives us that compassion. I thank the Holy Spirit all the time. I thank him, and I casting our cares on him can relieve that anxiety, that anger, any of those things. Hallelujah, Jesus. I tell you, he told us, thou shalt have no other God before me. I tell you, we should not worship no other God. And family, this also goes for people. We cannot be worshiping people, persons, and things. Yes, right now we do have generations that's worshiping celebrities. Yes, the ball has dropped, and it's time to pick up the ball and run to finish this race. He said, the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. Family, I think there are so many, they don't even have a Bible. Some, they don't even know what the Word of God is. And I tell you, just because big mamas and mamas were committed to God, that doesn't cover us. We have to be committed in our own relationship with Christ Jesus. Amen. Commitment, family, that means making God our priority. Our priority over everything. He's got our backs. I say rest in peace to my beautiful sister Jennifer. She was always saying, God got me. Yes, he does. Be committed to our eternal lives. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, he allows us. He wakes us up every morning and allows us to breathe. We have to devote ourselves to spending quality time with him. Thank you, Jesus. In prayer and studying his word. Amen. In his word, he wants us to do something. He told us, go out and make disciples. Tell somebody about Jesus. Yes, he didn't say make movies and books and music, but that's all good. That's cool. That's cool when it's lining up with the word of God. And it lines up with his word. Ooh, he's in the midst. I tell you, sometimes we have to it's the content of the music and the books. Amen, family? We have to use discernment. Because with the generation now, we need music. We need music to get their attention. They're into the music, so it's the music. But make sure the contents are quality and lining up with the word of God. Amen, family? I can't help but praise him. He is our Heavenly Father. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And we have to let him know, family. We have to let him know where we need to be built up. Because he can strengthen us. He works with us. I constantly call on him, Lord, help me. Help me, Lord, with patience. Patience, family. The Lord is there. And family, in our commitment, thank you, Jesus. We have to refuse to compromise. We can't just be settling. I tell you, yes, we can do better. And I'm saying, I will do better. We have to live righteously, stand firm righteously, and don't get into the mindset of the world. Thank you, Jesus. We have to let him know the things that distract our attention from him. Sometimes it may be too much working, maybe in your household, too many responsibilities, or whatever it is, cast some cares on him, let him know. But don't fall into temptation. If you see someone is sinning, you better walk away right then. Don't give in to sin. God is with us. He's with you and I. I tell you, when he's with you and I, we're the majority. you know we can rebuke the devil in the name of Jesus. We can fight off the enemy. Amen, family? Yes, problems, hardships, and disappointments, financial stress, those are other things that can take our focus away from God. That's why he tells us to cast our cares on him. Amen, family? We have to tell them, I trust my Lord, and he shall supply all my needs. Thank you, Jesus. And I've learned this too. Be patient. Be patient. Don't panic. Pray. This is why he tells us to pray without ceasing. And that prayer, you know, sometimes we around here, we're praying for others or praying with others. You've been praying for yourself. I pray for myself for patience all the time. I thank God for his word. And I thank him for the power that he has given me. Because I tell you, family, once I was quick to flap my lips, and I was slapping my lips with hurting words. But then I look back and I say, that's because I didn't know God. And I didn't have him within my heart. So I'm telling you, family, the word of God, he can change us when we're in that committed relationship with him. Amen, family. And in his word, family, he reveals himself to us. We get a chance to know him, to know our Heavenly Father God. He reveals to us also, family, when you read his word, I know he has to me. He reveals our flaws. He can reveal flaws. We think we all, and nobody perfect. We think we all that. He can reveal those flaws. And yes, his word. But this is something that we can ask him to work on us to change. Like they said, the change I want to see first begins within me. Hallelujah. I praise him all the time for the work. It's a process, the work he's doing within me. And yes, family, his word can convict us. It can convict us when we know we got some wrongdoing. We're doing some things that's not lining up with his words and not pleasing in his sight. Like I said, he is omnipresent. He sees things other people don't see, other people don't know, but he sees. I thank God. I thank him constantly. And I ask him to strengthen me. Again, I say strengthen me in patience. Patience with everything and everybody. Because I know he was patient with me. He was patient with me in the time it took me to say, yes, I'm going to commit my all to him. He's been patient with me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And he has never left me. He has never forsaken me. He was right there with me through my times. Through my times when I put myself in my storm from having, poor choice. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, family, this is why I say, yes, I am committed to him. And I can shout it out loudly, shout it out loud. My relationship with him, it's a commitment. No interferences and nothing and no one. No one's going to distract me from my God. Hallelujah. My commitment to our Father. Hallelujah. Amen. Family, at this time, I'm going to turn it over to the mighty man of God, Pastor E. And if there's anyone that would like to comment or share their commitment with Jesus, you're welcome too. Amen. Glory be
Amen.
To God. Hallelujah.
Amen. It's about commitment. Yes, that's what a word. What a word.
Yes.
I'll just ask everyone that's on this line that's been here from day one, and I see a lot of you. I'm looking at the board. Y'all need to dial one and tell Minister Terry that she see change in herself. But I'm sitting up here listening to her, and I'm like, this girl is ministering. That word is flowing, and it's like it's in. My God, you know, I'm.
Thank you, Holy
I know
Spirit.
I know you from that broken, and I think I have the liberty to say this, but I know
yes.
you from that broken area of your life
time.
And that time
yes.
when God connected us, and it was so awesome, and it's been authentic. I can tell you know, authentic relationships because you can go through some things, and you can even see some things going on, but relationship is not about man or woman or physical. It's about that Spirit of God that put us together and knowing how to respect one another. So I salute you. I'm telling you, my sister, I hear me in you. I see the
yes.
seeds that I've sown that you just embraced
yes.
them. But
Thank
but
you.
I also see the revelation of Minister Terry tonight. And the christening of what God is doing new. As I told everyone, we're still celebrating Women Speak Now, and every time we get a chance to, we are going to acknowledge the things. But this is special, woman of God. You've arrived, and I just wanted to be able to share that and speak that into your life. Come on, the lines are open. If you have a comment, question,
glory to God.
Or that one person that heard a word tonight and wants to know more about this Jesus we're talking about, come on, dial one. We'll bring you into the queue right now. Want to thank our sponsors, Ease Tees for You. You think it, we print it. You can reach us at 562-413-3710, or you can go online at easeteesforyou.com. easeteesforyounow.com, excuse me. And that is an E-Z-T-E-E-Z, the number 4, the letter UNOW.com. Also, we want to thank Tony Renama Law Firm, where you have any accident, any personal injury, any legal situation going on in your life, call Tony Renama or go online at TonyRenama.com. Well, Mr. Terry, let's see who's dial one. Oh, I already knew. I hope she didn't hit mute, but Evangelist Virginia, welcome to Women Speak Now with Minister Terry. Okay, hang up, call back, and don't do nothing. I'll bring you in.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Anybody else?
You know, Pastor, you know that you paid Jackie Boucher every fiber. You know, when I was writing that, that was playing in my head. I was listening. I went at work, commitment, and every fiber. And you, my God, that's the spirit.
That was the Holy Spirit. I think everybody that has a broadcast normally says, man, that song you played was right
that's
on
the
what
spirit.
We.
Yeah.
And I just be obedient, you know, and it flows. And you, if you notice, I hadn't played Jackie in a while. I mean, she's on the Now Radio for You, and she plays constantly there. But we haven't used her here. And I was in there tonight, and I said, "What song for her?" And it
my
got
God.
There, and I seen JC,
yes,
and I say,
my God.
"Oh wait a minute! Oh no, that's right. That was Minister Chair. Oh yeah." And every fiber.
Yeah. Every fiber, my God.
Amen. Amen. Hold on. Let's bring in Evangelist Virginia Valentine's out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. What's up, woman of God? Welcome to Women Speak Now with What's the Word?
Well, thank you. What's the word? The word is Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise him. Preach Jesus.
Can you hear me? I'm having a little I'm having a little problem with my voice, but guess what? I'm listening at you all. How you doing, man of God?
I am blessed. But hold on before you say one word. Don't even, not a syllable out of your vocal. Every Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we geographically, spiritually connect right now, not by power and not by might, but by faith. That as you touch her throat, as you touch her vocal cords, as you touch every fiber of her right now, Lord, we pray for the healing, anointing, and the freedom to come on her right now. So we thank you, Lord, that you move right because of our asking. But we also thank you, Lord, that you move because of our faith. We believe that it's not by sight, but it's by faith, Lord. We believe that we have to move into it before it may come. So we now walk in it right now, the healing over Evangelist Virginia's voice.
Oh,
she,
I receive it. Thank you, Jesus.
For you. She is a bird for you. She is a trumpet for you, Lord. So we pray for her right now in the name of Jesus that as you're healing that her voice, that she'll be completely whole in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. I receive that in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Melissa Terry.
Good evening, my beautiful sister. What's going
on?
My
sister.
Jesus.
Hello, my sister in Christ.
Yes, hallelujah.
Hello,
love
my
you,
sister
my beautiful
in Christ.
Sister.
You are
hallelujah.
My sister in Christ. You are my friend.
We are.
You are my niece.
Yes, we are. Hallelujah.
You are my first cousin.
Yes, Lord.
You are everything
we're family.
To me, my sister.
I love you too. Amen.
Yes. And I want to say to you tonight, awesome word. You brought out so many good points about being committed, of being committed.
Yes.
Commitment to who? Commitment to God.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
If we are a born-again believer, I'm not talking about being a Christian. I'm not a Christian.
Yes.
I am a believer.
Yes, sir.
I am a born-again believer. And I know that I have a commitment with God.
Hallelujah.
I have that a commitment with Christ.
Yes,
you
sir.
Said we all should have a commitment with him.
Yes, Lord.
If you're born again, you know you're born again. You know you are a believer. We need to be committed to God. Nobody else but God.
Lord.
I was reading when you began to say some words. I was looking at 1 Peter.
Yes.
Chapter 5, verse 7.
Yes.
And it says, casting all your cares upon him.
Yes, Lord.
Because what? He cares for us.
For you. Yes, he does.
He cares
yes, he
for
does.
Us. And when you talk about a commitment, we must be committed to him.
Yes.
If I was reading what he said, I commit thy spirit into thy hand. He was telling his father. He was telling his father, I commit my spirit unto your hand. And if Jesus could do it, we could be committed to him.
Yes, Lord.
Only to him.
Thank
a commitment is something that we need to do and be committed to God. Let me say this. Commitment means I'll commit our ways, commit our lives unto God. Once we commit our whole lives unto God, God have us in the palm of his hand.
Yes, he does.
And no devil or no demon in hell can pluck us out.
Yes, Lord.
And
Hallelujah.
Commitment is a word that we need to learn and apply to our everyday life.
Yes, Lord.
You talked about the flaws.
Yes,
whatever
Lord.
We done went through, whatever we going through, we all have some flaws because we are not perfect.
No. Yes,
we are not perfect, Minister Terry. Yes, we have some flaws, but let me tell you something. We need to commit ourselves to God.
Yes,
be committed unto him.
Yes.
Be committed unto him. He said, if you commit yourself unto me, I give you the desires of your heart.
Hallelujah.
And you have said so much, and you said this word, let your yes be yes.
And
your no be no.
Yes.
And when we come on these airways to minister to God, to the people of God, it should be about God and not about us.
Yes, Lord.
It's not about what I'm doing, but it's what God doing through me.
Hallelujah.
I'm not going to be on here saying, I'm doing this. And I'm doing that, and I did this, and I did that. No, the devil is a lie. It's God doing the work.
God get all the glory.
God gets
thank
the
you.
Glory. He gets all
I
the
I say
honor.
Thank you, Holy, Holy
praise,
Spirit.
My
because, you know, I'm just a vessel. I ask him all the time,
thank
use
you.
Me, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Use
we are
me,
a vessel
Lord.
Being used by God.
Yes.
It ain't nothing
amen.
Doing,
by God.
Nothing the man of
Hallelujah.
God doing, nothing I'm doing. It's God.
Amen, and I ain't ashamed
all
to say, come on, help me work. Come on, we got some work going on this weekend. We got a festival. We still need tables.
Sir.
We still need plates. Come on, work together. I ain't doing nothing.
Sir.
I'm just here working, but I sure got some. I got some spots to fill. If anybody wants to volunteer, if anybody wants
Hallelujah.
To donate and give into that, I tell you, that's how we
really
do things in a grandiose way as the body of Christ, is that we start working together. And stop saying, well, I'm not there. No, what can you do? Well, I don't have no money. Well, can you invite somebody? Can you make calls? Can you help cook? Can you serve? We need help in every way.
You know what,
I'm believing, and I have to say, because you got me going now as you mentioned this, but I am believing the people of God, not God. See, we always talk about believing God and we don't get a big turnout. No, I'm believing that the people will come to God because we're lifting up his son, Jesus.
Yes, sir.
And I know it's going to be awesome. I know it's going to be spectacular, but we still need help.
Yes, it is. You know what, man of God? Let me share this.
Woo,
and I'm going to get off the air.
Yes.
I have already prayed. I was on this morning. I was praying. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I was praying that this festival turned out to be an awesome one and that you all have a good time, but put God first.
Yes, sir.
Well, it's all God. It ain't no, well, you know,
first,
if y'all know me, it's all God. This
first,
is God.
Last, and all in between. Amen.
And these children are going to get to experience the Holy Ghost out there having fun.
Yes.
That's what we do.
And I also
it's
said
all about Jesus.
Those, I also said those children that's going to be there, they're going to be in y'all hands. Those kids need to be watched and take care of those children because they are in your hands.
Amen. 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 Oh, yes. That's the job. That's the job that we can touch.
And you
that
know
we
what
can
I said, man?
Impart,
God.
Take. See, it's not, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that, because it's something that maybe we need to say, is that this ain't just putting them in a bouncer and letting them bounce around and give them some candy. No, this is about partaking in their lives. We're out there.
Yes, sir.
And if you've ever been to one of the events that God uses us to do, we're out there to impartake and connect. We don't just want to sing or preach or feed or give one time. We want to impartake that it afterwards, you know, what phone call, what numbers to call. We have a thing going on in November at my alumni, Dominguez High School. We did last year 5,000 kids, 300 men, like-minded men and myself, and it was started with 45, but 300 showed up, and we taught the whole gym how to tie ties. We're coming up with that second annual.
Hallelujah.
And we need more men to be involved in that. There's so much stuff the kids need to see us not walking around like we all that, but to be tangible, that we can be accessible,
right,
and
there.
Our phone number will ring and we will answer. So
that's
all that to say is,
you know,
everything, the thing about commitment is finishing.
That's right.
It's not about talking about it. It's not about, you know, what I will or should, then going back saying what I should or would have did. Commitment is doing everything first before people even hear
you
talk about it. I'm going to let that one settle down.
Amen.
See, commitment is when you've already done the work. Then they find out, why you didn't tell us what was over there? Man, bro, that's, hey.
Yeah.
I'm not here to promote. I'm here to do the work. That's
work.
Commitment.
The work. Yes. And you know what I said, man of God and Minister Terry? I heard you all say you wasn't going to be on live on tomorrow. And I was sitting here praying. I said, oh, I hope. I was praying that you all would be on live on tomorrow.
You
I
ain't gonna be on live tomorrow.
To
who said that? When?
I mean Saturday.
No.
That was the Bible study on Wednesday.
We're trying to get our participation at the Compton Bible study on Wednesdays up.
Are y'all gonna be on live Saturday?
Oh yes, yeah. Oh yes. Oh, come on, you know me. This is a nationwide festival. We're gonna show the world how to have a good time in the name of Jesus and make noise for Jesus. Oh, my God. Yes, we're going live.
We're making noise for Jesus.
Yes. Oh, yes, we're going live. No,
noise.
That was for a Bible study that we just relaunched the Bible study on Wednesdays, and we go live, and people stay at home and watch it on their phones. And God said, no, this time the same people that's watching need to come on out, and we'll eventually go live again, but we need to be more committed to the things we believe in. And if you can watch it on Facebook, if you're in the area, you should put your phone down and come where we are. Hello.
Amen.
Hello.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Well, bless you. Bless you, evangelist. God bless you. And I already hear it in your voice. I hear the strength of your voice coming back already.
Yes.
By the time you wake up in the morning, you're going to be singing like a bird.
Song bird.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I love you all. Thank God.
We love you too.
We love you too. I love you too.
I love you. Keep keeping up the word. Keep preaching Jesus.
Hallelujah. Preach Jesus.
Amen.
Have a blessed night.
You too. Have a blessed night.
Yes. Amen.
Awesome word. Awesome word. We ain't going to throw nobody under the bus tonight, but I know that you are being acknowledged. I know sister's on here, but I know she's doing something she didn't dial one, but we're going to respect that. And we've had a great conversation, and we thank you again. Go ahead and close us out in prayer, and let's just see each other in the morning. Wake up, get up, move in your purpose, 9 a.m., 10, 11, and noon.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, Father, that I was used as your vessel tonight. Father, I pray that anyone and everyone, before we make a commitment to anyone, that we the best, Father, that we be committed to you, commit ourselves to you, your word, your way, and your will. Amen, Father, because we know, Father, that you are the only thing, the only one that can sustain us. And, Father, with a commitment with you, we are building on a solid foundation, Father. Father, I just thank you again. Again, I say I can't thank you enough, Heavenly Father God. Thank you for your son, Jesus. Thank you for being who you are. Thank you, Father, just for the people you have put in my life, Father, to open my eyes to seek more of you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father.
Jesus.
I say thank you, Father, and I love you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you.
God bless you all, family. Hallelujah.
We started with Jackie. We're going to go home with Jackie. I dare y'all to listen to 1 minute of this song.
Amen.
Moon, all the hosts of heaven, earth, sky, they declare the glory of God. My God, He is sovereign and holy, and unto the only wise God be majesty and power. He who sits upon His heavenly throne alone brought salvation to all who believe.
Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and every hill made low. Crooked made straight.
To know your grace, your love is enough to purge me. I'm reaping the benefits of a spiritual lineage that goes beyond many millenniums, so I don't deserve it, but I'm grateful that you came, died, and you saved. Oh yeah, I messed up big, but every time you forgave me, so I dedicate these words to you and you alone. My Lord, I'm just a vessel, you're the author of this song. Big God,
little me, the creator of everything that you see.